101.7 The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. American Family Insurance is a proud sponsor of The Truth. For almost 100 years, they've been committed to helping families protect what matters most: your home, your vehicle, and the dreams you are building every single day. If you are part of The Truth audience, you already know you work hard for yours. That's why having the right protection in place matters. American Family helps you stay ready for whatever life brings so you can focus on moving forward. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly with American Family Insurance. Get a quote or find an agent from AMFAM.com, American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Happy Taco Tuesday, Milwaukee. Shout out to the chat. What's up, Marty? Shout out to Jazz, Jasmine West, Melanie Harper. That's your mom. That's your auntie. Hey, TT. She said, what's up, Meech? Abstract Norris says, I feel a certain age at a certain after a certain age adult. After a certain adult age, you should know when elections are coming up with or without promotion campaign ads. If you are just tuning in, we have Flyer John on here. We were talking about the Milwaukee culture, the levels of promotions, campaigning. Now we're sitting down with another marketing genius, Meech, and we was having a conversation about whether or not people vote is dictated off of the information that they receive via marketing, right? Are you voting for somebody that you didn't receive a mailer from? Somebody that didn't come knock on your door and have a conversation with you? As we head into this last hour, I want to touch on something different. What happened to the culture of campaigning, right? When we're talking about elected officials, when we have people who, black people in the community, who put their dollars together and say, you know what? I'm either donate to the campaign or I'm going to pay people to do guerrilla street marketing promo, right? Business owners, community members, whoever, whatever the case may be. How do you feel about our people in the community putting together funding to assist with these campaigns on their own, not necessarily just sending money to donate, but hiring people to hand out flyers and making sure that the information gets out?
I think it's cool. I don't think nothing wrong with that. Either way, you know what I mean? It's just really about who they support. You know what I mean? So putting the dollars together to and hope somebody win.
Yeah.
That kind of, balances out, I think. That's, you want your views and your opinions to be matched with who, so if you got the money to push a narrative,
yeah,
I think that's what you got the right to do. To me, it's still that free country type of, you can do whatever you want
to do.
Show money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact.
Especially if it's coming to me.
Straight up. So what's your take on the campaigning when it comes to this governor's race? Me personally, I live in the Rufus King area. The only person I've ever seen come throughout there was David Crowley people. I have not seen.
So they came out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I stay on 44 Burlap. I haven't reached.
They came out there. There's signs. There's flyers. I have not received any mailers from any other candidate. I haven't received any knocks on the doors from any other candidates.
They've been canvassing in my hood.
So, and you know why this dialogue is important too? Because now we get to see firsthand in real time who they're actually campaigning to.
I mean, ask the people, see if they, see if they call in and see.
Yeah, 833-212.
Tell us who's been in y'all hood.
1017. Who have y'all seen throughout this campaign? We talking mailers. We talking flyers. We talking knocks on the doors. All of guerrilla promotion, not just TV ads or radio ads, but who have you physically seen? Whether it was them or a representative. Again, I live in the Rufus King area. The only people that came through was David Crowley people. I have not received any literature from any other candidate, Democratic or Republican. Not none.
Yeah, I think, the Republican, they kind of waiting on the primary so then they could go ahead and stay. I think they got their dollars they stacked up. They ready to.
He said, we ain't got to spend the bread right
I
now.
I mean, they ready. They trying to see who they got to go up against, before they start, building their commercials and all of that. That's how that marketing going to go.
Yeah.
You want to put out some time, Tiffany stuff.
Yeah.
Before, and then now you don't know who you're going against. And then now that stuff might not work. Yeah. You know what I mean?
One thing I will say, though, is even though I didn't vote for Hong, I do appreciate her efforts in trying to get her literature out to the city of Milwaukee.
Well, she did a good job.
Because outside of D.C., because everyone else has not. And we're not talking about, she couldn't persuade me to vote for her. But it's just the point that whether you vote for her, Crowley, whoever else, we need information. We need information about who we're voting for. That's the most important thing so we can make the proper decision, right? And when you have all of these candidates in a race and they refuse to send out literature or even show face, like, okay, and that's another thing. She sent literature out, but I ain't seen her.
I mean, that's a key part, you know, of campaigning. Yeah. You know, shaking hands, being out in public, and really letting the people ask you the questions that they want. You know, they want to hear the responses. So, you know, some candidates gonna give you the same old candidate reverse.
Yeah.
But you know, they want to, I need you to tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's how I, you know.
Exactly.
It could be stubborn like that. I need you to come to my house just because I know you care.
Yeah.
You probably will never be over here. That's how I am. Yeah.
Come on.
Spend the campaign dollars. Let me see y'all in the hood. Let me see if y'all stretch that far.
And when I ran for office, I had to do that twice as much because one of my opponents, actually, she won, Alderwoman Taylor. Mm-hmm. Her last name is Taylor. So her name was sitting above mine on the ballot.
Yeah.
Which means that I'm not saying that happened, but she probably got some of my votes, too, just on the strength of the Taylor Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, the way it's set up this year, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that's cold.
Yeah.
The way it's set up, the ballot set up this year, that's a cold game.
Yeah, it is.
That's a cold game the way it's set up. And if y'all want to see how it's set up, go vote.
Go vote, man. And all of that stuff matters. Hello. When we're talking about the way they set the ballot up, all of that, it's all programming.
Yeah.
They're doing it in a way to benefit.
That's the first thing I seen.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I stepped in that booth. I said, oh.
Are we on this?
That's what we on. They ain't playing no games.
Yeah, we on this. You know,
and then, like you said, we said the confusion of the ballot. Like,
yeah.
Like, if we already got Tom Tiffany supposed to be the, why is he even on this ballot?
Come
on.
Why
am I even able to vote for them?
Yeah. 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 I feel you, Meech.
So what, y'all gonna count his votes for the general election or something? Like, what would them votes count as right now? Why is he even on there? What would they account for?
Yeah.
Because it says it right on there. If you vote for another party, them the votes.
Yeah, yep.
That'll get counted for that party. So it's like, okay, why is even this party already got their candidate for the next election?
Come on.
Why is he even on this?
Come on.
So, I mean, that's the confusion and stuff and the simple marketing stuff that you got to kind of know and see. You know, it could be the bait and switch. That's how I looked at it. You know what I mean? But having my boy on there where he was positioned, like I said, if y'all want to see how the ballot set up, go on in
go
there.
Go vote, man.
You know, I voted at Mary Ryan. So
it's a trip. Marty says Republicans not coming to the hood, period. You know?
Oh, they're going to be there. They got that munyon. They got to.
You think they coming to the hood?
We finna make them campaign. This is what we talking about. You have to.
They're in the hood already.
You have to campaign, though. Like, if you don't make these people campaign, they would not come to the. You have to make them campaign.
Let me tell y'all something. I'm going to tell y'all how petty I am. Y'all know I'm Petty LaBelle, right? Bronzeville Week, Bronzeville Fest. I kid you not. Ask Alderman Chambers. I had a stack of D.C. Crowley, David Crowley flyers. And I was walking, passing them out, and I looked to my left, and I seen a table for Tom Tiffany. I walked right over there.
Remember I said that? At Juneteenth? About Juneteenth?
Yeah, like, yes. I gave them a flyer. I gave them one of these.
They be all in our stuff. They be all at all our events.
Listen, I got, because why you here? This is the part that really tripped
you can't
me out.
I mean, but he campaigned in jazz.
No. But this the part that tripped me out. It wasn't him. It wasn't a white person in sight.
Mm.
It was the people from the Republican Party who has the spot on 3rd and North Avenue.
I mean,
I'm not making it a color thing, but to see black people at Bronzeville Fest, right, promoting Tom Tiffany. And let me be clear, because this has nothing to do with Alderwoman Cox. Right. Mm-hmm. Them even being over there has nothing to do with her. But when we talk about trying to flip the vote or strong arming, you know, knowing for a fact that this is not your
territory,
This
ain't where
it's mad disrespectful, man.
I mean, because I seen it today. You know, no disrespect to the volunteers. We love the volunteers at the voting polls.
Yeah.
But I'm at Mary Ryan on 44 and Sherman Park. Yeah. So it was more, you know, white folks and black folks volunteering in the hood. And that was some of the first things, you know, standing in line. That was the first thing I seen. And then, you know, I went to the ballot, but
I can't say that black wasn't
disheartening, but it was just more so like, you know, where's our people?
This is another thing too, right? Like, some of our people do not have the luxury of taking off of work to vote, even though we know that, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, Meech, but there was a law passed where people can take off to go vote and not be penalized, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
You think people, they're using that right now?
I don't even think a lot of black people know. And this may sound crazy. Well,
they pretty much saying, oh, I got to go to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't think they understand that they can take that day off. And whether or not if their job makes them use PTO and or sick time in order to, you know, take that half day or take whatever time they need to. But I think a lot of it, too, again, is pertaining to campaigning and, you know, all of that stuff. Man, this is interesting. This is Jasmine West says she's seen some Millers in there from Hong.
I told you.
I ain't seen nothing. Campaigning. But Crowley.
You hear me? She is campaigning.
I haven't seen nothing but Crowley in my neighborhood. Marty says, I want to do the weed man vote. What if he want to legalize marijuana? If he want that legalized, he should. We'll be back. We'll finish this conversation. I want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. What determines your vote? Is it marketing materials? Is it the person physically coming to shake your hand, doing door knocking? What is it? 101.7 The Truth. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, do your thing. Hey, 101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. You are officially tapped in. Welcome back. We are talking about campaigning and voting. What moves you in order to vote? What is it that a candidate has to do? Is it mailers? Is it commercial ads, radio, all of the above? We sitting here with the marketing gens, Meech.
I'm
man.
Not
yes, you are.
I just got some game.
I got some game about myself.
I just got some game. I mean, the thing that I need to see. Mm-hmm. I need to see it all. I need to see the commercials. I need to see the materials. I need to answer my dough. I need to be checking my Ring camera. I mean, y'all need to kind of get on my nerves for me to vote for y'all.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For my vote to go through, I need.
You got to pull up on me. Pull up on me.
I got to be like, oh, look at dog. He everywhere.
Yeah, pull up on me. I want to see you.
Yeah, I got to be like, I got to be riding out the street like, dang, they got a campaign going on. They got new stuff out here. I got to be seeing yard signs every street I turn for me to be like, okay, this is what we own.
But see, that's what I mean when I say the community rallying behind a candidate to campaign like how they used to. Because back in the day, there used to be moms and pop shops that would have a watch party or somehow give food out to the volunteers, whatever. Everybody is playing a part in pushing the campaign.
I mean, I think there is still, you know, to a certain extent, you know what I mean? Just for me being behind the scenes, I think it's a lot of participation and I love it. It's just at the same time. On the higher level of the campaign itself, it needs to be somebody that knows what's going down on this level. You need to be able to, somebody in the campaign need to be able to check the street temperature.
Yes.
And be able to say, it is cold outside. Yes. We need to get out there and turn up.
Yeah. And one thing I will say that we know how to do, we know how to turn the vote up.
See, you know, somebody mentioned to me that if black people show up,
mm-hmm.
we don't have nothing to worry about.
Yes. Yes. Abstract Norris says, Milwaukee has a low black voter turnout. Some politicians feel they don't have to campaign in certain areas because voters aren't showing up anyways. That is true. But one of the things I learned when I was voting, I'm sorry, when I ran for office, I had a lot of first-time voters.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of people who had their voting rights revoked and then given back, and people who just never voted before. And it kind of shifted my perspective, like, of the whole people don't vote. People do vote. It's just if they don't know who to vote for or if it's somebody they're not interested in, they're not going to vote because they haven't been sold. But one of the things that I've noticed is when I would go to an elder's house, They want to sit there and have that real conversation with you. Yeah. They don't want no transactional, you know, here go. No, they want to ask you, especially if you are the candidate doing doors, mm-hmm. or if you the candidate spouse or whatever, they want to ask real life questions. And for me, that's how I dictate who I'm going to vote for, right? Mm-hmm. I have to see that you have physically done the work.
Yeah.
I have to see. I like to go in person to the events because I want to see if you know what you're talking about. Not just reading it based off what your PR team gave you, but do you actually know what you're talking about without reading that prompter?
I mean, you got to have some PR going on for sure. But in that prompter got to be well written.
It do.
Because I was just sitting here thinking, like, you remember the Obama campaign?
Man, listen.
What?
Igga-ish.
What? No, I'm just saying, like, you remember how much
promotion
and marketing that was? Yeah. But the thing that got me out of all of that stuff that Obama did was his speeches.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like his speeches what made me vote for him.
But the reason why I say Igga-ish is because it resonated with the black voters.
Yeah, the way he talked. You know what I mean? It was the way he talked. He couldn't not. He can't. He had to say nothing else. I just had to hear him talk, and that, like you said, that's what would have win my vote. Because right now it's like I don't really hear the talking. You know what I mean? It's not really coming off like this. A lot of interviews.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a lot of questions getting the same answers. You know, a lot of issues being brought up, but I'm not feeling.
I'm
not feeling like somebody gonna take care of me.
You know what, Meech? Like, these elections have been completely different than any other elections I've ever experienced. Because we know, as a people, who has done the work. We know, you know, all of that. But the feel of it. I've never seen so many people afraid of allowing a black man to win this seat. Like, when you go and read these comments, you should see it.
It's like we voting for the president.
Hello.
That's how I feel. The way it's going. Like, come on now, it's our governor, but it's a high level seat in Wisconsin. But it just, you know, the way they make it seem like we can't have, like, come on, man. This the president or something. Like, come on, boss.
And the work is there. I made a post today that said the only thing established is the work.
Seen that. Yeah, I seen that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and again, it goes back to your own personal opinion and perspective. For me, I have to see it. I have to see it up close and personal because this is my life that we're talking about.
Yeah, you'll tell people who you voted for. You're gonna have to go through the federal ballots to get mine.
Yeah. That's your own. Exactly. It's for everybody to, you know, withhold the information if you would like or share it. But as far as the personal experience, I do believe that, again, for me, if I don't see the person, like if I don't get a chance to experience an in-person event that they're throwing, a rally, or if I don't see them doing door knocking or just have any interaction with them or their team at all, I'm not going to vote for that person.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of enjoy the door knocks because it kind of let me know, like, who really wants the vote.
Come on. People don't understand the door knocking matters.
But you get my vote, but I need to hear you speak. Yeah. I need to hear the level of diction that you got. Like, you know, if you know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I need you to tell me something I don't know.
Yep. I want to look you in your eye.
I need to feel the swag. I need to know that I need to feel it. I need to know it's comfortable. I need to feel comfortable. Exactly. I need to feel like 4 years from now.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or 2 years from now. I need to feel like that.
It needs to feel like every vote matters.
That's
like
for sure.
Every shout out to the chat. Abstract says, if you live in a specific voting area and you are number 10 by 5 p.m., your area is trash.
What number was you? You ain't holding. I was number 62 in my area. I can tell y'all that I was number 62.
The reason why I don't, I hate that the numbers are low. I hate that all day ago and the numbers are, like he said, 10, 15, 20 by the time the evening come.
I mean, I think it's just more voting place. It's more places to vote too, Jazz. You know what I'm saying?
But when you look at the amount of people that live in these areas.
But, you know, just think about it. Like when we was really, my first time voting, I was voting for Obama, but it was lines out the door. That was part of that.
Part of it too.
Part of
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's the campaign that he draw people out, but that was a presidential election. This is a primary.
Primary, yep.
I was just explaining to somebody, like, the general election going to be way more people.
Mahdi is a trip. He said, Jazzy, you a trip, but you a trip. Mahdi said, I'm voting for Crowley. Even though the Republican governor will keep my contracts rolling for the next 10 years.
I mean, you can follow the money, Mahdi.
happy Tuesday, everybody. Jasmine West says, what moves me are action plans they have for kids, elderly, and vets.
Exactly.
That point right there. And one of the things that I am, the only thing I'm disappointed about when it comes to this race as far as expectations is, and again, it's going to sound like I'm biased, but I'm just being honest. Crowley is the only person I've seen address mass incarceration. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows that that is an issue for the state of Wisconsin, incarceration, period, mm-hmm. right? Especially in the city of Milwaukee, especially when it comes to the youth. And the amount of money that is spent on people being locked up, like, while they're actually there, is expensive. Nobody has talked about that. Nobody has talked about the mass incarceration piece, taking the inmates and transitioning them back into society once they are free again, Then you have the other candidates who are trying to get rid of the choice program. The healthcare as well. If I'm not mistaken, Tom Tiffany is looking to get rid of child care, EBT, all of the above.
I think the, the defund the police and the mass incarceration stuff has gone by the wayside just in the elections because we still seeing people get killed by the police. Like, they don't even... Like, whatever you talking about, the dog just died last a couple weeks ago. So, why are we even talking about this?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't, we had a whole Black Lives Matter, a whole defund the police, a whole epidemic for this. We rioted all, at least here for sure.
Yeah.
But in everywhere in the country, so it's like, and then you still see it, you know what I'm saying, happening. Like, it don't even matter. Then you bring ICE in here. To do some other stuff with the other people, the people that's kind of helping our side, they getting they on, you know. So it's like now you, all the brown and Black people getting the whipping.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying? Basically, so it's like who really going to take up for us in this sense?
Abstract says, Mahdi, I think Sherwin touched on something like that. A Northside ward had an extreme low voter turnout for a local election a few years back. People in the Rufus King ward always show up, though. He also said, and it's likely due to Rufus King having a lot of homeowners. That is true. I do agree with that. Babar says, Jazz, would you ever run again? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not because I don't want to serve my people, but I understand now that I don't need a seat to serve my people. I think that me working alongside specific elected officials and being that bridge is more effective than me being confined to a seat. Because what happens is, the reality is, when you're in that position, you have to pick a side. And whichever side you pick, it comes with, you know, a lot. I am not a politically correct person. And sometimes the things I say is not the most popular. Some people, you know, it ruffles feathers. And that doesn't work well a lot of time in politics, because if you don't play their game, whichever game that's being played, if you don't play it to a certain degree willingly, then, you know, there are some issues.
I mean, I think you got to have a certain level of charisma. I wouldn't say I'll run, though. Yeah. But if I get picked, don't be mad.
Ah! Let's talk about it when we come back. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth. The Truth, it's your girl Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. You are officially tapped in. We are talking about the elections and campaigning and all of the above. What is it about elections that will move you and cause you to vote, right? Prior to break, me and Meech were sitting down discussing some of the things that make or break us, our decision. And mine is, I have to see the person up close and personal. I got to look you in your eye. I got to shake your hand. I got to get a feel if you finessing or if you telling the truth. Shout out to the chat. Let's see here. Before we went to break, Babar asked me if I would run for office again, and I told him absolutely not. I do believe the work that I do now is more impactful, and I can get more done versus sitting and being confined to a seat. It doesn't mean that I'm not working with elected officials behind scenes and trying to push and fight certain things. But me personally, I am just not a politically correct person. And I learned that about myself when I was running. When I ran for office, the thing that I loved the most was having conversations with the people, especially the elders, because they've been around the longest and they have a lot of knowledge. So they were able to provide information that other people could not provide. And when you sit down and talk to them, especially the elders who live inside of these assisted living facilities or the 55 and older, they go through a lot of things that people don't know, from bed bugs to people stealing the cars, all types of stuff. So just having those conversations with them is again, something I love. Maddie says, Jazzy, I will campaign for you, no doubt. Thank you, Maddie. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Jasmine West says, anyone ever experienced candidates knock on apartment doors or doorbells or standalone homes? So the apartment door knocking is a little tricky for me, primarily because if you are, well, first and foremost, you have to have permission from whoever the property manager is or the homeowner is. The property owner is, in order to even access that building and do door knocking. And then even then, it is effective because you're able to knock out multiple units at one time. But I think the smart thing to do would be to, if it's an apartment building that has a community room, host something small in there for the residents. If not, do something. If it's warm, do something outside. If it's cold, do something in a rotunda. But just do something to where you can, you know, have multiple people, be talking to multiple people at the same time. But Barr says, now you tell me, geez, regarding your questions to running again. Nope, I can't do it. I cannot do it whatsoever. Marty says, roll out. We miss you, Meech. Man, listen, I be trying to get Meech. Meech is a busy guy now, man. He be on the go. But again, earlier today, we had Flyer John on, right? Flyer John is someone who is prominent in the Milwaukee culture. I was super excited to sit down with him. He is a person who goes overlooked, and we were talking about campaigning and what matters the most. And the fact that people actually think that guerrilla street marketing promo is not effective, whether it's with elections, whether it's with the business or whatever. Me personally, if I don't see it, I don't believe it. If I don't see any of your marketing materials, no matter what arena you are in, I don't believe it. Specifically when it comes to elections, I have not received a mailer from any candidate other than David Crowley. And I'm not being biased or funny. I'm telling the truth. I haven't gotten a mailer. I haven't received a flyer. I haven't received a knock on my door. I haven't received even the texting, right? You know how they send out text alerts or information in the text messages to remind you to vote for this specific candidate. I haven't received none of that. This whole election cycle with the governor's race has been different. It felt different, right? Yes, we see people rallying around specific candidates and so on and so on. But the point that I was making to Meech earlier was the fact that certain candidates refuse to cater to the city of Milwaukee. And what I mean by that is we are the largest city in this state. We deal with the most when it comes to crime, poverty, all of the above. And because they have made up in their mind that black and brown people don't vote, they just automatically became arrogant or assumed that they don't need to cater to specific areas in the city of Milwaukee because we're not going to get out and vote. And although that may be the case to a certain extent, understand that there are still people who want to hear from every candidate. Again, even if my mind is made up, it's just the fact that you didn't send anything to educate me on who you are, right? That's voting. That's campaigning 101. You can flip votes. You can. There was still enough time to say, hey, the next couple of weeks, let's hit up these areas. Those candidates that they're running against haven't even stepped a foot in Milwaukee. They have not came down and said anything other than Crowley. I haven't seen them. If I'm wrong, somebody please correct me, for real. Self-accountability is real. I don't want to give out the wrong information, but to my knowledge, no one has been in Milwaukee except for David Crowley, and this is the largest city, throughout the entire state who deals with the most. So you can sit back and say, I'm voting for this person or I'm voting for that person, but that person hasn't even took the time out to come to where you are to meet the people where they are. Again, that may not be what you require, but that's what I require personally. Even if I don't get the opportunity to meet the candidate, give me something to work with. Give me something to work with instead of saying, hey, we don't worry about that area. They're not going to vote for us. Or don't worry about that area because so-and-so already got it sold up. Man, I didn't care. It was when I ran for office, it was 8 people running. We boots on the ground. We in the meadows. We everywhere. No door goes unturned. We're knocking on every single door. Even if people say, hey, I'm voting for this person. Okay, fine. Can I still have a conversation with you? I still want to leave my leadership with you, whatever the case may be. I just think that campaign-wise, there wasn't a lot that had went into the face-to-face marketing or campaigning with these elections. A lot has been social media-driven, radio advertisement, TV advertisement, all of the above. So let me take this back. I just had a brain fart. I did remember that they did do the debate at Marquette University. But be realistic. Ain't none of us pulling up to Marquette University. I'm just being honest. When we are talking about the governor's race and we're talking about issues in the city of Milwaukee, the people is not coming to Marquette University. And it's no slight to Marquette University. That is the truth. That is the reality. There should have been a neutral out of all the places in Milwaukee. Marquette University should not have been the place where they decided to host a debate. Not even a debate because that was a forum, but that was the only time you seen all the candidates, the Democratic Party, in the city of Milwaukee. Outside of that, we've only seen Crowley. We haven't seen anybody else around here doing anything. And maybe they feel like they didn't need to, you know, to a certain extent because he's the county exec. But again, whoever is running their campaign, that's not smart, right? There are people who are automatically going to vote for whoever it is that they saw just on the strength that this candidate came and took time. Even if you don't see them, you see a representative. That's how it's supposed to be. Earn my vote. Treat me like my vote matter, like every vote counts. Because I'm not going to vote for you just because you're Black. I'm not going to vote for you just because you're from Milwaukee. I'm not going to vote for you just because you say you want to defund the police. I'm not going to vote for you just because it sounds good. I need a full understanding of who you are as a person, what your character look like, what your heart look like, what your family look like, how you treat your wife, how do you treat your husband, how do you treat your children, how do you treat the people, what work have you done while you were in the position that you are currently in. These are the things that's going to dictate for me personally on who I want to vote for. Aaron Isham said, Jazz West, no souls to the polls since 2024 for me. Jazz asks, anybody hear anything from souls to the polls? Man, like, and see, I'm not out the loop. I be in a way, but out the way. But to your point, like, I haven't seen any of that. I haven't felt the big push like when it's a presidential election. That's what bothers me. That is what bothers me. We have to take the local elections as serious, if not more serious, because this affects us. This impacts us directly. The person we put in the governors. Okay, so, and then to the people who say they don't vote. Okay, if you're a felon, don't complain, because that's a part of pardons. If you want marijuana legalized, don't complain, because that's a part of that process. There are so many different things. There are so many different things that's tied to the governor and what it is that they're supposed to do as it pertains to the citizens of Milwaukee and what it is that they want done. So when we talk about campaigning and we talk about the field of elections, this election in particular, Crowley did his thing. Hong did her thing when it came to campaigning, but Crowley reached the people more. And really, us as a people, I feel like we could have done more. As much as we did when Kamala was running against Trump, it should have been that same type of energy. The souls to the polls, the party buses to the polls, whatever it is, it should have been that same type of energy across the board from everybody in Milwaukee. Like, we should have, not the official campaigns, I'm talking about the people outside of the, who actually are working on the campaigns. There's still stuff that the citizens has to engage in and be a part of as well. Babar says, I believe in you, Jazz. You just need the right people around you, even though you and I bump heads every day. Babar, don't nobody bump heads with you. You bump heads with yourself. Ain't nobody bumping heads with you, Babar. But you know what? I'm not running again. I'm not putting my name in a hat. I'm putting Meech's name in a hat. Meech running for office, man. No, I just went. Yeah.
I'll run.
I know it. I know it, Meech.
I'd a pappy.
I'd a pappy of that damn baby. Listen, we are talking about campaigning and the elections. Do not touch that dial. We got to go to break. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler, 101.7 The Truth.
Then I bring the crew under. I sat out a few summers. Water, lemon, cucumber. Next open hydration bar. Tell them I'm the proof under. Had to take the street route. This is not the GoFundMe.
101.7 The Truth. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. We are live and direct. We are talking about campaigning in these elections, man. Listen. If you are a transactional person, you will not get my vote. If you all you do is social media ads and TV and radio, you will not get my vote. If I didn't receive a yard sign, a mailer, literature, door knockings, you will not get my vote. That's in any election, point blank, and period. Shout out to the chat. Adi says, I see less cops in the hood than the suburbs. Gone with that defund the police mess. Aaron says, better fund 12. More training and accountability, but fund the boys in blue. Babar says, Jazz, we got to tap in. I'll bring out the new vote again for the people. Listen, so as far as the defund the police, rhetoric surrounding, I mentioned this before last week. As much as that sounds like, you know, a bright idea from based off what that specific candidate said, that is not a reality. The fact that she wants to get rid of parental choice. For those who missed it yesterday, we sat down with Dr. Howard Fuller. We had a conversation about how the parental choice started with him and the late, great Polly Williams, and why it came about to begin with. And we have people who are attempting to remove the parental choice program completely, which is a problem. I am a parent who benefited from that. I had 3 children in 3 different school districts, private, charter, and public, because my children learn different. They have different personalities and different skill sets. And I tried the one school for all, and that did not work for me. I had to send them to 3 different. Listen, I was waking up an hour and a half before work. Okay. Spending an hour and a half before work to drive them to school, and then taking an hour and a half after work to pick them up from school. That was a sacrifice I made because I needed to make sure that I personalized my children's education based off of the environment and the resources. What works for one student may not work for the other. So as a parent who benefited from that, to hear, and I still have a 9-year-old. I have 2 adult children now, 19 and 18, but I also have a 9-year-old, which means that that still could impact me. So these are the things. And again, I mentioned it earlier before break as well. I have not seen any other candidate other than DC talk about the mass incarceration. And if anybody want to say that's not a factor, that is a lie, because we know all about it here in the city of Milwaukee. We know about it throughout the state of Wisconsin, period, especially if you're a black man. That should have been at the top of the list for every candidate to speak about, because that is a reality that we're facing here in the city of Milwaukee, right? Aaron says you can vote as a felon, just not on probation or parole. Listen, if you can vote, go vote. I'm not telling you who to vote for. We didn't spend the whole time talking about it because we know what it is. I just want our people to take this and treat this like the presidential election, because this impacts us directly. You understand? If you are not clear on what the governor does, go look it up. This isn't an ordinary race. And depending on, remind you, we are in a certain era. Depending on who becomes governor is going to dictate your livelihood. I'm telling you. Gotta pay attention, man. We gotta start putting just as much effort into the local elections as we do the presidential elections. And to the other candidates, this, I'm not talking to DC, to the other candidates, y'all, to me, y'all just proved that y'all don't really care about what's going on in Milwaukee. Hung, yeah, she was sending out mailers, you know, all of that stuff. But again, who has made a stop other than that forum down here? Somebody tell me if I'm wrong. I'm waiting. 833-212-1017. Hit the text line. Hit the chat. But tell me if I'm wrong. I have not seen any other candidate outside of that forum show up in Milwaukee or Milwaukee surrounding areas. Aaron said, if you ever decide to throw your hat in a race, I'll vote for you, Jazzy. Thank y'all. I truly appreciate it. But politics on that end, that's not, you know, I'm not beneficial in that way. I'm beneficial in this way. I'm beneficial when it comes to working alongside certain elected officials to get the job done. But that means a lot, because I am a person who ran, and every vote does count. Jazz West says that Dr. Howard Fuller interview was insightful. And you know what? That's exactly what we were trying to do, Jazz, for real. Because a lot of people, again, especially if you are a parent who have students that's in middle school and high school, and they're athletes and they're going to these private schools, the Martin Luther's and the other private schools playing basketball and football, that parental choice option, that affects you, right? We were talking about that yesterday. That affects you. In the event that it gets pulled, that means that you will have to pay out of pocket for a private school. You will have to pay that tuition. Some of these schools' tuitions is like 10 bands, 15 bands, depending on where your child goes. And some people may can't afford that. But to the mother or the father who lives in the outer city, again, outer city, we're left out of everything. To the mother or father who lives in the outer city, that may be their child's only way to escape reality and actually have a successful life. That may be the only way they can get a scholarship, right? So again, when we're talking about voting, we're not saying, hey, we're pushing you to vote. We're trying to force you to vote for a specific candidate. We're saying, listen, it's some real life stuff going on around here, man. Hey, man, say, man, listen up. They trying to get rid of the parental choice program, right? They say, in the same breath, they say, take away parental choice program, but NPS is horrible. In the same breath, confused. If that's not confusion, I don't know what that is. Why can't we have options, right? The housing. I'm telling you, downtown Milwaukee, not even just downtown. Certain areas of Milwaukee are starting to feel like downtown Atlanta. And if you've been to downtown Atlanta, you know exactly what I mean. I have never in my life seen the homelessness crisis up close and personal. And this is no slight to the mayor or the county exec or any other entity who have been working effortlessly to try and make sure that they combat this. But it is the truth. Housing is an issue, because majority of the people that you see are veterans, are people who have mental disabilities, right? That type of homelessness. So when Jazz mentioned earlier that she want to see somebody do something for the vets, I agree. Part of being an adult is making sure that the environment you bring your children up in is safe and conducive, not just in the home, but in the city, right? This is the elections. This is how we become a part of making decisions. This is what adulting looks like. You can't say you don't care, because if you don't care, then you should not have an opinion or a complaint about anything moving forward. Period. But Barr said to Aaron, it's okay, but you still get to enjoy the benefits from me in office. Aaron, you better vote for. Listen, I can't tell you who to vote for. But what I will say is this is an important election. And whoever becomes governor next is going to shape this city in a completely different way. And yeah, we gotta do better, man. So again, thank y'all so much for joining us. Tomorrow, if y'all haven't been paying attention, man, we doing this for the culture. We got the legendary Sandra D, man. If you from back in the day, you know who Sandra D is, man. She was whipping, and let me tell you something. We talking culture, okay? We gonna have Sandra D on here tomorrow. Followed by Thursday, I am introducing my newest segment, Ladies Night, with my best friends. I'm going to invite y'all to my personal life with my friends. Let's talk about relationships and sisterhood. All right? Shout out to MJ. Happy birthday, MJ. Want y'all to check this record out. Do not forget to hop back in tomorrow. Tap back in with us. 101.7 The Truth, Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's your girl, Jazz Tyler. Thank you so much, Milwaukee. Go get them tacos and margaritas. Peace.
Walk to the room, heart switching pace. Soon as I look down, yeah, everything changed. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Those ain't my, got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you babe? Whoa, those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain. Whoa, yeah, you been moving different lately. Phone on solid screen, face down daily. Seeing your side roll away from me. Now it's making sense, yeah, it's all too crazy. Yeah, got a sin in the air I don't wear. And that size right there, yeah, that ain't fair. Pick them up, yeah, I know they ain't mine. Now you got me questioning all this time. Trying to play it cool, but I know what it is. Ain't no way I'm mistaken this. Those ain't my shoes under the bed, yeah. Those ain't mine. Got me in my head overthinking again. But I know I ain't blind. Who been laying where I lay? Who been calling you babe? Those ain't my shoes under the bed. Don't even try to explain. Yeah, was it worth it? Tell me straight. All them lies just to keep me in place. I gave you time, I gave you space. You gave my spot to somebody else, Lordy.
Damn. You ain't even gotta say nothing, cause I see it.